strong, bright sound of Bob Bernard on Cornet there with his brother Len Bernard's jazz band all the way back in 1952 in Sydney. Recorded when Bob Bernard was only 17. It's a piece called Sunset Cafe Stomp. And you heard Bob Bernard there with Frank Traynor on trombone, Earl Titchbray on clarinet, Greg Clark on the piano, Peter Cleaver was on the banjo, Bill Fredrickson on tuba, and Len Bernard leading on the drums. And throughout April, we'll be featuring Bob Bernard in various settings on ABC Jazz on our programs, as well as an online article about Bob as our retro artist for this month, given that Bob has hung up the trumpet and the cornet, professionally at least, performing-wise, but someone who's made such an important contribution to Australian jazz for decades. And some of his final performances were last year at the Manly Jazz Festival. And, of course, Bob has been part of so many groups, including with Graham Bell, his brother Len, who we just heard, collaborations with others, Roy Williams, who we heard last week at the Wangaratta Jazz Festival back in 2010, Ralph Sutton, as well as leading his own bands, of course, from a very musical family, as well as the late Len Bernard. His son Tony Bernard is a guitarist based in London. His other son Adam is a drummer. And grandchildren Casey and Beau are also musicians. Going to hear Bob in a latter setting now, a collaboration with a couple of UK musicians, the great tenor saxophonist Danny Moss, who emigrated to Australia eventually, it's no longer with us unfortunately, and Brian Lemon, really fine UK piano player. This was recorded in Sydney in 84 when both musicians were visiting. They did a whole album in one day at EMI. Joining them is Darcy Wright on the bass and again Len Bernard on the drums, and a piece called Legs.